Reflections on Islam, a special Ramadan daily radio program coming to you on the internet half an hour before Maghrib sunset time, according to Toronto local time, on the blessed occasion of the month of Ramadan fasting and celebration of Eid al-Fitr, the feast of the fast. On the program today, we share with you Quran recitation by Qari Muhammad Rifat from Surah Hud, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. And we will share with you an English translation of the meanings of these verses. Also share with you Hadith Nabawi, a prophetic statement, and our dua supplication for today, as well as a brief reflection on seeking forgiveness from God. And then we conclude the program with Adhan al-Maghrib, the call to Maghrib prayer after sunset, to breakfast and perform the prayer according to Toronto local time. Those living outside the city should observe time differences.
As we approach the end of the second 10 days of Ramadan, we call to mind the hadith of God's last messenger, Rasul of Prophets Muhammad, peace be upon him, in which he described the month of Ramadan, saying, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةُ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةُ وَآخِرُهُ عِتْقُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Its first part is mercy, its second part is forgiveness, and its last part is salvation from hellfire. Forgiveness may not be an accurate translation of three of God's sublime and divine attributes, which you find in the Quran. And these attributes are Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, and Al-Ghaffar. These attributes could be translated to mean forgiveness, forgivingness, forbearance, pardon, amnesty, etc. However, the spiritual, moral, and social dimensions of God's attributes and their impact on the world are beyond words. From the first moment of prophethood in the history, after our great-grandfather Adam, peace be upon him, Prophet Noah's approach to his people was to tell them first about God's attribute of love and forgiveness, his care and kindness to those who forgive and seek forgiveness. For example, in Surah Noah, chapter 71, verse 10, to 12, he says, استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. He is most forgiving. He would send rain down to you in abundance and grant you wealth and children. And he would make for you gardens and rivers. That was in the days of Noah, peace be upon him. But what should we do today, as we witness social, economic, political, and environmental problems that may be worse than those of the times of Noah? Do we need another flood to wake up? Social and political corruption, economic crisis, moral degradation, theological chaos, and environmental disasters which are caused by secular materialist folks will not go away by themselves, nor will they be resolved by those who cause them. First, we must go to the source of power and all goodness, to God, our Creator and the Creator of the universe. Second, we must repent our sins and transgressions. We must ask Him to forgive us, and we must follow His guidance to resolve our problems. We should know that no sin is great for God to forgive. God forgives all sins when we turn to Him, echoing the prayers of our great-grandparents Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, when they said, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Our Lord, we have wronged our own souls, and unless you forgive us and have mercy on us, we will be of the losers. Some people, however, think that their sins are too great, too many, and too frequent, that God would not forgive them. Not so. This is probably why God revealed three of his attributes that may sound alike, but each is great in its own right. In order to open doors of hope for us, and these three attributes are, once again, Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghafur, and Al-Ghaffar. Al-Ghafir is God's quality to hide ugly sides of his servants and show their beautiful sides so that they live together in peace. For example, on the physical side, imagine if people were able to see inside everybody's guts and intestines. We'd withstand one another's look and say, "Your guts look beautiful, dear." By his mercy and his grace, God covered us with colorful and beautiful skin and attractive features so that everyone looks beautiful to someone. On the moral side, imagine if people were able to know our inner motives and thoughts and what goes inside our hearts and minds before we sort them out and decide which ones to reveal and which ones to conceal. So to protect our inner thoughts from exposure, without our consent, God made it impossible even for angels to know our thoughts so that they remain confidential between us and our loving Lord. As he says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. He knows the sneaky glance of the eyes and what the hearts conceal. The second attribute of God's forgiveness is Al-Ghafur. It reflects God's capacity to pardon and overlook sins for which the person should be punished. But when one says, "I am sorry, O God, forgive me," God relents and forgives. Moreover, if one makes serious and sincere attempt to amend, God converts our past mistakes, which we did in ignorance, into good deeds. People who reflect on God's attribute Al-Ghafur should learn how to look for the good side in all things, not only in themselves and their friends, but even in those about whom they might think otherwise. It was reported that our prophet and messenger of God, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, and his disciples were passing by a dead dog, whose corpse was stinking. Some disciples said, "What a stench!" But Jesus, son of Mary, said, "Look at its white teeth." Jesus wanted to teach them to look for what is good, even in a corpse of a dog. And a man called Al-Asma'i said, one day he saw a man at the grave of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, making the following monologue in prayer. The man said, "Allahumma inna hadha habibuk wa ana abduk wa shaytanu aduuk. O God, he rests your beloved one, and I am your servant, and Satan is your enemy. In ghafarta li surra habibuk wa naja abduk wa ghadiba aduuk. If you forgive me, your beloved will be glad. Your servant will be saved, and your enemy will be mad. وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لِي حَزِنَ حَبِيبُكَ وَفَرِحَ عَدُوُكَ وَهَلَكَ عَبْدُكَ. And if you don't forgive me, your beloved will be sad, your enemy will be glad, and your servant will be doomed." Al-Asma'i turned to the man and said, "Brother, I believe that God would forgive you for your beautiful way of putting your case to him." The third attribute of God's quality of forgiveness is Al-Ghaffar. It reflects unlimited and unbounded love of God and his power to forgive, even sins which were repeated not only by one person but by many people at the same time. Because often in our sinful selfishness, each person thinks that only he or she makes mistakes and commits sins. So he or she wants God to grant him or her personal and special forgiveness. But we forget that mistakes and sins are not an exclusive domain of any one person or any community or race. Other people make the same mistakes and commit the same sins too, and we all need God's forgiveness. That is why the Quran and the Prophet teach us to pray in plural rather than in singular terms, even when one is praying alone. So we may say, "Our Lord forgive us," instead of "My Lord forgive me." So when I pray in plural, I invoke God's mercy and his forgiveness so that he may be kind to me and to those who are like me. So please, friends, when you pray, do it in plural. Perhaps some of God's grace which he bestows upon you will reach us too, just as we like to share.